And just want to remind you that you're listening to KYRS-LP. We broadcast out of Spokane, Washington at 89.9. We are best heard at 92.3 FM, and we are also streaming live at kyrs.org. My name is Bob Rice. You're listening to The Crossroads Show. It airs live every Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Anyway, without any further ado, I would like to go ahead and introduce you to my second hour guest's music. And the name of the man is Lawrence Brachetti. He sent me a couple of CDs here a few months back, and I've been listening to them quite a bit. I tell you, man, if I put on one of Larry's records and just kind of sit back and close my eyes, a lot of the time I really am thinking that I'm listening to Frank Sinatra. Anyway, let's check out a little bit of Lawrence Brachetti's music here. Let's dive into his swinging Nice and Easy record. Anyway, let's start off here with a little classic, Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we're gonna glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. Just say those words, we'll whip those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for flying honeymoon, they do say. Come on, fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we're gonna glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for flying honeymoon, how they do say. Come on, fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad. That ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying my heart out. Doesn't love me like I love her. No, nobody could. I got it bad. That ain't good. Like a lonely weeping willow who's lost in the wood, I got it bad. That ain't good. And the things I tell my pillow, oh, nobody should. I got it bad, and that's no good. The folks with good intentions, they tell me to save up my tears. I'm glad I'm mad about her. I can't live without her. Lord up above me, make her love me all the way she should. I got it bad. That ain't good. No good. No. Sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. The kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. Gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. Gonna sit right down and write myself a long, long letter and make believe it came from you. Gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. The kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. Gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. Gonna sit right down and write myself a long, long letter and make believe it came. Gonna make believe it came. Gonna make believe it came. Don't you know I'd work for you, I'd slave for you, be a beggar or a name for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. Gladly move the earth for you. Prove my love, dear, and it's worth for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd cry for you, or sigh for you, tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. With all the words there at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come with me. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd cry for you, sigh for you, tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. Until the real thing comes along. She gets hungry for dinner at 8. Loves the theater, doesn't arrive late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady, she's a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why this chick, she's a tramp. She likes the cool, free wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, that's okay. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, she's a tramp. She gets far too hungry, baby, to wait there for dinner at 8. She adores the theater, but doesn't arrive late. She never bothers with bums that she hates. That is why this chick, she's a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons or earls. Never makes a trip up to Harlem driving some shiny Lincolns or Fords. And she won't gonna dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That is why the lady is a child. She likes the cool, free, fine, wild, knocked out, cuckoo, groovy wind in her hair, life without care. She is broke, that's oak, hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady, she's a tramp.
Doesn't get any better than that. Oh, man, I am talking about Lawrence Branchetti. He is my guest for the second hour of the Crossroads program. We've been listening to some of Larry's music, well, since the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Larry sent me a couple of CDs here a few months back, and the name of the records that he sent me, we've got Swingin' Nice and Easy, as well as the Tribute Collection. And I'm going to have Larry on the phone here real soon. But before we do that, just very quickly, these are some of the quotes from some notable folks that have said things about Larry and his music. This is from Bo Lewis. He's the radio programmer for Sajak Communications, which is Pat Sajak's radio show. Says, thanks for your dedication and artistry. You have a gift, and thank God you're using it to make folks happy. Also from the Miami Herald News, as quoted, Branchetta has blue eyes, a style, and a voice almost identical to the one and only chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. And from Danny C. of Sha Na Na, Danny says, man, I have never heard Sinatra's music performed like that before. You are great. Well, let's listen to a very small handful of some more of Larry's music here. I'm going to get Larry on the phone. In the meantime, kick back and relax and check this out. This is 100 years from today.
Hey, don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reasons are logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around? 100 years from today. Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on mama's earth screen. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. Laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a very good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, baby, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. Hey, laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, baby, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing, come on, be happy again. So when you're smiling, just keep on smiling. That whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world, it smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, oh, you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing, be happy again. So when you're smiling, just keep on smiling, and that whole smiles with you. It's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us alone on the floor. Still I want to hold you like this forever and more. It's the last song. They're playing the last song. The orchestra's young. They're sleepy, I know. They're wondering just when will we leave. But till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance, say be the first, dance in your dreams tonight. They're wondering just when will we. But till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance, and say be the first, dance in your dreams tonight.
The Golden Voice, Lawrence Branchetta. And I would like to welcome my pal, Larry. Oh, I'm having a hard time saying these next words, who's now down in sunny South Florida to the KY.
What are you saying that, Bob? It's kind of cold up there?
It's very cold, Larry.
Today we're about 78, 79 degrees and sunny and mild.
Balmy 79 degrees, I tell you. Hey, tell you what, it's not quite as cold as the last telephone conversation we had. And in fact, I'm thinking it was midweek last week. I was giving you a call from my, I call it my mobile office, which is my car. And at that point, I think it was about 9 degrees below zero. But I think we're up to maybe 30 today.
Oh, that's not so bad. That's a heat wave. That's about the same temperature I have in my freezer right now.
Well, you know, if you wanna get a reality check, just go open your freezer and stand in front of it. You know,
I know everything's frozen in there. There's ice in there. Yeah. I try to stay away from the ice if you live in Florida.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm being bad now.
Yeah. Well, welcome to KYRS and in Crossroads, Larry. I'm thrilled you're here today.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be with you and the listening audience out there, Bob. And I'd like to go over a few things with you, if I may, about the history of Lawrence Branchetti.
Sure, you bet.
I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And basically, I learned to sing through my mother, which was in herself a wonderful singer, and she made me get up everywhere there was possible to get up and sing. And I started off that way, and I remember distinctly one Christmas, about 8, 9 years old, my grandfather had purchased a trumpet for me. And I looked at my mother and I said, "Ma, I really don't want to play this. I want to sing." She said, "Well, if you don't play that trumpet, you know what's going to happen to you with Grandpa." So I ended up playing the trumpet for about 13 years, but my heart was still in singing. Uh-huh. And I moved, like everybody else, from one band to the next, getting settled. And I finally ended up doing some small things with small groups around the Pittsburgh area. And then after that, I moved down to Florida, and things really started to move for me. And ever since then, it's been an uphill climb. Not easy in this business, but I've enjoyed every moment of it, especially my fundraising events, getting together and doing something that's worthwhile for humanity, for people that are sick, that don't have the same availability to get out and do what we do. So I try to put a helping hand in.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been that way. I work a lot with macular degeneration organization, and if anybody needs to know anything about that, you can go to my website, www.branchetti.com, and you'll see the macular degeneration area there. There's a newspaper there that explains to you. There's new medications out. Check it out with your doctor. It's a very bad disease. My mother suffered with it in both eyes, and it just kills your central macular vision.
Okay.
And there's no real cure for it, but you can slow down the process. And let's get back to some big bands. I perform here in Florida and around the country, and I've had the opportunity to do around the world also, performing with big bands. I usually perform with a 17-piece orchestra.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, Bob, you wanted to say something?
Oh, I'm just going, wow, that's a lot of people to kind of keep in line. I mean, I play in a 5-piece band, and 5 guys is enough.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the guys that are in the band, a lot of them are, some of them, you know, they're from all over the area, but a lot of them have played with Count Basie, some big, you know, real well-known bands. They're good players. We get a lot of players out of the University of Miami Swing Band, which are great musicians from there. Unbelievable. We packed them in at the theater at the North Miami Beach Performing Arts Theater. They can hold 1,000 people there, and usually we fill it up. We did a fundraising event for the 9/11 after 9/11 occurred. It was, for me, it was one of the most exciting days of my life, and also saddening days of my life, saddest days of my life. But The patriotic feeling that was inside that room that day, over 1,000 people, you could drop a pin with the color guard, and the Marines were there, and I mean, it's just, we raised a lot of money and just brought it to New York the next day to the fire engine company. I think it was 12 that lost 13 firemen. And it was just a wonderful event that I had an opportunity to participate and open the show for.
It's yeah, thinking back, gosh, it's been 10 years now that when 9/11 did occur, and what we as a country and the world experienced and went through. Just thinking back right now, I'm buzzing, actually. I've got the hairs are standing up on the back of my neck again. Just thinking back, you know, how we all came together and how we bound together as a country, and that we need to remember that. We need to remember to, it's not only in the times when we're faced with destruction and evil that we need to remember to stay together, you know, as a
we
nation.
We have to stay together.
Yeah.
We have no other choice. You know, we've got to help the community out there with our eyes and our ears and keep our eyes open. I mean, you can see what's going on lately. But, you know, getting back to the 9/11 event, the people were so patriotic. And that was one thing that I loved so much. And when we got the mayor and the chief of the fire department on the PA system in the theater, and how they were thanking us for what we were doing for the people that had fallen for the in 9/11, I mean, it just brought tears to my eyes. It just it was overwhelming. It's probably one day in my life that I'll never forget that I had an opportunity to participate in. And you know, we do a lot of shows like that. We just finished a show now for a young guy, 22 years old, who just came back from Iraq with no arms or legs. I mean, 22 years old with two children.
Yeah.
Your heart goes out for these people. I mean, what can you do? You want to make money off of that? There's no way I'll make money off of that. You know, I feel that God has given me an opportunity to express myself like this and help others. And that's what I do. I love doing fundraising events for the Diabetes Association or for macular degeneration or even St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I just did a fundraiser now for the Shriners through the Elks Club out here in Miami. We had about 700 people there. And all that money is donated back to the kids at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I do.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that's kind of how we connected up, and
yeah,
you know, if my memory serves me, you sent me something through Facebook. I think you'd been kind of cruising around, and somehow you ran across me, and in respect to my community involvement here with KYRS, which is a community radio station here in Spokane, and outside of that, being a musician, we have a common link as well. But I'm thinking that it was through that we originally did hook up. And since that time, we've had a few conversations by phone, as well as exchanged some emails. And you've got a big heart, Larry. You're a very compassionate man. And
well, you know, Bob, I believe in life that, you know, what you give, you can, what you give out, you get in return. I was brought up with two very loving Italian parents that showed me that life is a battle each and every day. But you know, the more you give, the more that can come back to you in good things. And I've only had good things happen to me. Meet people like you. I've been on several different radio stations, and I've been able to travel the world and perform and do a lot of shows around the country. And what more could a guy ask for? I've raised three kids by myself through all of this. So, you know, I know what life is about, and I'm very happy with my life and what's come about as far as the music is concerned. I'd like to give my website, you know, if somebody's interested in checking into some of the things that I mentioned about St. Jude's or about the macular degeneration, everything is in there. Just click on the link. It's at www.branchetti, B-R-A-N-C-H-E-T-T-I. com. And I have to tell you, I know that you got a great listening audience out there in the Northwest, and I really appreciate them tuning into us today.
Oh yeah, I've had a few phone calls for the first hour, just in anticipation of where we're at right now, Larry.
Well, and I've got folks, good friends of mine right now that are listening to you in, I think I'm going to pronounce it right, I hope, Wasilla, Alaska.
I hope you're right, too.
Irene and her husband, Steve, and I've got my dear friend, Ala, which is in Kishineva, Moldova, tuning into this. I have friends all over the world right now that I have made known that I'm going to be on radio today that I'm sure that are tuning in different parts of South America and North America.
Uh-huh. What better way to just spend a day than to share your talents and to share music with the world, huh?
I mean, it's a great day.
Yeah.
For me, it's a Sunday, and they're listening to my music on radio. So, you know, what else could I ask for?
Oh,
and through you, you made it possible. So I really appreciate that, Bob.
Well, you're very welcome. And I love your music. I've loved this music for many, many years. And I think we've had a conversation in the past where... I've got to thank my grandmother on my father's side for really kind of being my musical mentor. I can thank my mom too. I got to do that right now, Larry, because I know she's listening in. And if she doesn't hear me mention her name, I'm gonna have the wrath of Bonnie, as we call it. But no, it was really my grandmother on my father's side. She just loved so much music, and she loved everything that was out there. And whenever we would go and visit, she always had music on in her house, and she is the one who exposed me to the greats, to the great entertainers like Frank and Mel Torme, you know, Dean. I mean, the list
Tony
goes.
Bennett,
yeah, it's just Tony Bennett. I mean, yeah, the list just
you
goes
know,
on and on.
What you have to understand about these entertainers are they are. We are losing them, of course, to age, but. They're the type of an entertainer that can walk out on stage with just a tuxedo. They don't need smoke and lights and rolling water and girls dancing all over the place. These guys control the stage. And basically, I've tried to watch what they do, and I've never had the opportunity to study music. What you're hearing is basically self-taught. But I have that same ability as dressing in a tux and just going out on stage and controlling it, because I feel that confident in what I'm doing and what I love to do is singing.
Yeah, and it's that passion. It's giving the passion that you're feeling out to the audience. They can't help but engage, and throw it right back at you. And that's when it's magic. And everyone's in they're in the same zone. You're just kind of everyone's holding each other up, you know, at that moment. And It's happy. It's happy music too. That's what I really admire about this era of music. And you're out there. You're keeping it alive. And I have high respect, you know, for
well, you.
You
know, one of the things that Frank Sinatra said in an interview with Walter Cronkite was, he said to him directly. He says, Frank, when this is all said and done, what is it that you want? What's left? He says, I just want my music to continue. He says, this music will be around for hundreds of years to come. There'll always be a group of elegant, classic people, sophisticated people, that want to get up, go out dancing, and listen to some good music. And this is it for them. This music will never disappear. It'll always be there. I mean, they don't even have composers to write what they had in those days. There's nobody writing it actually anymore that I know of.
Not really. There's, you know, still some guys and you know, some
Paul Anka is out there, but I don't know if he's writing that much, you know. He's written a ton of songs. He's one of the better composers of today, or understands this style of music that we're performing. But you know, we just keep going on with what we got and try to continue with the music and change the arrangements around so they don't sound exactly like the way Frank sang them and Dean sang them and just keep the music alive.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's all we can do.
Well, and it sounds like you're doing a great job of that, too. You've got some traveling plans kind of coming down the road here for the coming year. I believe.
Well, I have, I just, as I said to you, I just finished a show with raising some money for the Shriners, and that was a great show. There was about 700 people there, and I'm doing another fundraiser in February for St. Jude's here in Miami. And probably, hopefully, I'd like to be in Pittsburgh. You know, most of the stuff starts after the winter season is over. Not here in Miami is right now. Everybody from the north is down here, so the jobs are plentiful. You know, but I'm very selective in what I take. I don't have any big concerts coming up, but I do have a lot of good private shows that I'm doing in some exclusive areas. And hopefully I'll be up in Pittsburgh over the summer and performing at some of the festivals around the country, the Italian festivals.
Nothing like going home, huh?
Yeah, going back home. Yes, that's where it all started.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I come out of an area outside of Pittsburgh called Aliquippa. It's a small town, but that small town produced greats like Joe Namath, Tony Dorsett, Mike Dicta, Henry Mancini, Pistol Pete Maravich, and the list just goes on forever and ever. And I have just been nominated as one of the people of that area is one of their famous residents of the area. I was amazed when I received that honor. That was really an honor to be with these people.
Well, yeah, I mean it's your roots. You know, it's part of the legacy of that area now.
Yeah. I mean, if I go on the list of names, there'll be hundreds of people I could name out of there that have played professional sports of one type or another, or singers or dancers, and now my name is included in that list, and I'll be forever etched in my area where I grew up and I love. Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
There you go. Sounds like the coming year is looking very bright.
You know, it's for me. I take basically my jobs in the summertime when my son is off from school because I am a single parent. And during the wintertime, I pretty much hang around the Miami area and the Florida area, either in concerts. Or taking private weddings or jobs or conventions or whatever I can get my hands on. Mm-hmm. But usually good jobs, and I'm satisfied with what I'm doing. I'm not out to become the big, big star. I don't want that. I took the road of being a family man a long time ago and a father.
Yeah, it's not a bad road, is it, huh?
Well, I'm happy with raising. I raised three kids, and I was happy with that. I could have gone the other route, and I wouldn't have been happy without my kids. So, for me, I'm doing what I like to do, and that's have my kids around me and being able to perform and having good friends like Irena in Alaska, my friend in Moldova, Kishneva, Ala. What a wonderful woman she is, and I'm so happy to have met her in my life.
It's tough. It's tough being being a musician and trying to juggle the duties that can come with that. I've seen way too many folks that have gone out and they just travel and tour and they forget that the family is at home, and well, they one day come home and it just isn't there.
I couldn't even begin to tell you how many opportunities I've had to perform in Vegas, you know, for months on end, and I said, no, I can't. I just can't leave my family like that. And
yeah.
Considered taking my kids to Vegas. And I said, no, that's not for me and that's not for them. We have a whole different settled life here in Miami. We live in peace and tranquility. They have their things. And I'm not going to uproot my family. I mean, I love music, don't get me wrong. But I happen to love my family more.
All right. Very good, very good. Oh,
can I tell you, Bob, I've learned to speak Spanish down here in Miami.
I bet you have.
You better believe it. Coming from Pittsburgh, I can speak pretty good Spanish now, Portuguese. It's full of Latins down here, which is great. It's got a wonderful atmosphere of different foods and culture and music all combined.
Oh, yeah, it's a hotbed down there. I haven't been to Florida for some time, but I'm thinking that maybe sometime down the road, I just might find myself kind of in your neck of the woods again. And
come on down. We'll go out and do a job together.
Well, you know, I would love to talk with you about that, Larry.
All right.
Yeah, I think that would just be, it would be a thrill. In fact, I know it would. Oh, you know what? It's already 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it flies.
I know.
But, you know, people, I'm sure, out there in the audience listened to us and enjoyed what we had to say. And I wish them all the luck and happiness and love they can have for this upcoming holiday. And for the best for all of us, that's all.
Yeah, that's, probably the most eloquent words we can come up with. And, you know, every day is a new day, and we just got to keep moving forward. And I'm just glad that we've got music that can help us, you know, to put a nice big smile on our face. And
it always did for me.
Keep us happy. Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure the people out there listening have the same feeling about music.
Oh, yeah.
Or they wouldn't be tuning in.
You got it. They would not be tuned in on a Sunday afternoon. But tell you what I'd like to do, Larry. Why don't you go ahead and pick out maybe three songs off of either of the two discs that you sent me. And we've got Swingin' Nice and Easy and the tribute collection that I'm holding in my hand. Actually, I have one request.
Yeah.
One of the songs that I would like to play is Pennies from Heaven.
Okay. Have you played Angel Eyes?
I have not.
Or One from My Baby?
I have not.
Those are songs that you don't hear too often anymore.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm scanning.
You got My Way. You might want to end the show with My Way.
Okay. I can do that. Let's see. I'm looking. Man, these things are just chock full. You don't know the track numbers right offhand, do you?
I don't have even the CD in front of me right now.
You don't. Uh-huh. Okay. That's all right. Tell you what, we are going to leave this in my capable hands. How about that?
You want me to get the CD?
Yeah, I think I'm doing all right here. I think I'm doing all right. I think we're going.
I'll let you get back to playing your music. And Bob, it's been a pleasure being on your show. I wish the best for everybody, and God bless, and everybody have a Merry Christmas.
All right, and we wish you likewise, Larry. It's been a thrill having you here on Crossroads today, and I will certainly be talking to you here very shortly down the road.
Yeah, let's keep in touch and stay warm up there.
We're doing our very best, okay? Like I said,
if
you need a reality check, just go open up your freezer and stand in front of it for a little while, okay?
No, thanks. I'll put my AC on. That's enough.
Ah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you, Larry.
Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Take care. God bless. Everybody have a great day.
All righty. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank Larry, Lawrence Branchetti, for sharing his music and sharing his life and his soul here on the Crossroads Show. On this, I'm looking out the window here, and it's starting to snow very lightly, a very lightly snowing Sunday afternoon. Anyway, let's go ahead and pick up here with a little bit more of Lawrence Branchetti's music. Hey, this is a classic. How about a little New York, New York?
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These small town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand dot of it back in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. Sleep to find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. Are these a little town blues? They are melting away. Back in old New York, can you better believe it, baby? If I can't make it there, I'm gonna make it way over there. It's up to you, New York.
Say I've got a lot to learn. Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, getting right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. You better teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you, and if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Teachers shouldn't stand so near, my love. Graduation's almost here, my love. You better teach me tonight. I played love scenes in a flick or two, and I also met a chick or two, but I still can't learn a trick or two. Yeah, teach me tonight. I who thought I knew the score of it, kinda think I know much more of it. Pop the wall, the bed, the floor of it. You better teach me tonight. The midnight hour, oh, slowly creeping, when there's no one there but you. There must be more to life than sleeping, single in a bed for two. What I need most is post-graduate, What I feel is hard to articulate. If you want me to matriculate, yeah, come teach me tonight. Yeah, teach me. Come on and teach me tonight.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived the life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I grew tall and did it my way. I've laughed and cried, I had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing.
I've been listening to Crossroads at KYRS LP. We broadcast at 89.9. We are best heard at 92.3 FM out of Spokane, Washington. My name is Bob Rice. I have been your host for this afternoon. I want to thank Lawrence Branchetta, my pal Larry. Nice second hour of the show. In fact, hey, Larry, had a caller call in that said Harry Connick Jr. is probably one of the contemporaries that is really kind of keeping the torch going on this one. Anyway, it's time for me to get out of here. It's time for the Dragonflies.